Ladies and gentlemen, the show you're about to hear may contain a few bad words or bad ideas. That's just the way it is. Listener discretion is advised. This is Drifter in the Dark, broadcasting from the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg.
Drifter in the Dark 101.5 UMFM. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Paul, your host, as always, every Saturday night. And if the weather is as bad as it is now, as I'm recording this, which is not too long before it actually airs, it's in the afternoon, but it's pretty crappy out now, so I'm assuming it's going to be crappy at night. So if it is, it's a good time to be inside, sipping on a drink, just listening to some tunes. We have a lot of good ones coming up tonight. That was some more stuff from Misha and the Spanx from Girls, 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 an album, one of my favorites of the year. I've been listening to it quite a bit. I played a lot off it already, and because it's good. So you heard that one. That was called Summer of Love. Not officially summer, but last little while it's felt like it, although not today. We're back to spring. it sucks. So, oh well, anyways. Yeah, almost summer, officially. And that was Summer of Love. That's a good, this is a good summer album, I think, even though it was released before the summer. It'll be one I listen to quite a bit. Anyways, as I mentioned, we have a lot of good stuff coming up tonight, a lot of new stuff. Some Stephen Malcolmson injects, some more from him. Nico Case's new album is going to play a track from that as well. And as per usual this year, as we were doing, we're playing a weekly They Might Be Giants Dial-A-Song track from their Dial-A-Song project. If you don't know what it is, go to dialasong.com. Although this week I didn't see any on this site, actually. The only place they released it was on YouTube, on their YouTube channel. It is a demo of a track called I'm Not a Loser, which is from the SpongeBob musical, which I don't know a lot about. I don't know. I guess they contributed music to it, which I wasn't aware of. I don't even know much about this musical. I'm not really into musicals. Not that that matters to you, but anyways. So yeah, it's not on the Dial-A-Song site, which is kind of odd. Usually we get an email about it too, because this show and the show before me and the rest is Noise is part of the Dial-A-Song radio network, where you can hear the track in addition to going to dialasong.com, calling the toll-free number, using the app, many different ways you can hear the weekly track. Anyways, the only way, as far as I can tell, you can hear it is on the YouTube channel, unless it's on their toll-free number. I'm not too sure. But anyways, I'm going to play the YouTube stream, if you can actually hear it, because I wasn't actually sent the track this week to play for you. So I will do it. I don't know why. It's kind of odd. Maybe they just forgot. Anyways, this is called I'm Not a Loser by They Might Be Giants, and this is the Dial-A-Song track of the week on Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM.
I'm not a loser. I don't secretly hate myself. I'm not singing this to no one. It's not the case that no one cares. I'm not a failure. I don't not have talent. When others see me, they can't see the nobody that isn't there. Wait, hold on. I think that's a triple negative. You can't not see nobody because I'm not nobody, which can't not be seen. All right, let me start over. My life's not empty. They don't not like me at all. I don't not leave the house because I don't not prefer to stay at home. I don't stink. I'm not a waste. I'm not all alone in thinking that I am not all alone. Maybe I am a loser.
Hey, Squidward.
Huh?
You're not delirious with despair, and you're not calling true things false. Hey, Squidward.
This is weird.
You're not hallucinating this sea anemone chorus line at all.
I'm not?
You're not a loser. You don't secretly hate yourself. You're not singing this to no one. It's not the case that no one cares. You're not a failure. You don't not have talent. When others see you, they can't see the nobody that isn't there.
I'm not a loser! They don't not like me at all. I don't not leave the house, cause I don't not prefer to stay at home. I don't stink. I'm not a waste. I'm not all alone in thinking that I am not all alone. Clarinet solo.
Yeah!
Drifter in the Dark on 101.5 CJUM.
We used to hear him trotting along with the jingling song of his tags. But now we can hear when he's near by the shearing squeal of his wheels. I could stick a pin in his back, but he would not feel it. Him out in the grass, for his wheels won't turn. Prince doesn't wag his tail when at first you meet him. He used to be a real fireball till the gun mowed him down. Prince was a toy dog on wheels, but how I wished he was real. convince me that he's happy or prove to me that he dreams. These thoughts are closed up inside his head and leave him when he's dead. I wonder now if he even remembers the bullet that maimed him, that turned his gentle muscles into luggage on wheels. I wonder if he blames the gun that shot him and paralyzed him. I feel he can still smell the burning flesh of his hide. Prince was a toy, dog on wheels, but how I wished he was real. Prince was a toy, dog on wheels, but how I wished he was real. Prince has forgotten all his tricks, Prince is not at ease to sit. Supported by his canvas straps, he's eternally relaxed. Prince was a toy, dog on wheels, but how I wished he was real. Prince was a toy.
Drifter in the Nerk, 101.5 UMFM. The Inbreds, one of my all-time favorites. I haven't played any track from this album in a while. Hilario from 1992, 93, I can't remember now. I think it's 92, thereabouts. Anyways, their first album, first full-length. And that track is called Prince. Speaking of Prince, I read a story, that Damon Albarn of Blur and Gorillaz fame turned down a collaboration with Prince because he couldn't smoke in the studio. I'm of two minds. I sort of understand where his logic is. I'm a guest, and if I invite a guest, I'll let them do what they want. On the other hand, I don't know. You can't just go outside for a cigarette. I don't. Whatever. I'm not a smoker, and I know smokers will argue stuff. And I don't know. Maybe if I had the chance to collaborate with Prince, I'd be like, you know, yeah, I'd respect that. Or maybe if I was Prince, I'd be like, yeah, you go ahead, smoke. But you know what Prince is like, so. Anyways, I just thought it was interesting. And that track, Prince, has nothing to do with the Prince I was just talking about, but it was called Prince. For that, Parquet Courts, the track called Violence from their album Wide Awake, which is easily one of my favorites of the year. I love this band, though. I knew it wasn't going to disappoint, and I think it's their best one yet. If you haven't heard it, well, you haven't been listening to the show then. Anyway, so that's Parquet Courts. And then Superchunk before that, I noticed they had a new album called What a Time to Be Alive. And I don't believe I played anything from it yet. And this is another album I love. Their output, the albums they've put out since they've sort of got back together again, or started putting out music back in 2010 now, I think. Was it 2010? Maybe it was before that. No. It was earlier than that, I believe. I can't remember. Anyways, they've had like a 9-year hiatus. And then they came back. And they've had a few since then, but everyone they've put out has just been really, really good. And this one I'm really enjoying. Again, it's called What a Time to Be Alive. A short little one, but it's called Lost My Brain. And then we started off with They Might Be Giants, which I guess is a Dial-A-Song track. It was released on their YouTube channel, but they hadn't officially released it to as a Dial-A-Song. Usually are part of the Dial-A-Song radio network. And if you don't know what Dial-A-Song is, just look it up, Dial-A-Song. From They Might Be Giants, but anyways, the weekly track usually emailed us, or we get a link anyways. It's emailed to the DJs as part of the radio network, and we did not receive any. At least I didn't, and it's not on the dialasong.com site, which is odd. Maybe they didn't have any. Maybe they didn't like it as much. I don't know, but I'm not into musicals. But there's a track called I'm Not a Loser, which is a demo for a song, I guess, that's in the SpongeBob musical, and I'm not a musical fan, but I might be interested in watching that one if they were the ones that did the music, so I'll have to look into that. I didn't know much. I saw a clip of the SpongeBob musical, which looked a bit odd, but I'm not a musical fan, so I didn't really follow it. But anyways, yeah, you can find that track on their YouTube channel. And I know there's a link posted on Reddit, but other than that, yeah, I haven't found any information as to why it's not part of the Dial a Song project. So I don't know. Anyways, but I played it for you. So sort of the unofficial Dial a Song track of the week. Let's move right along, though. I'm going to play some more Courtney Barnett, another album, a new album that I'm really into. Tell Me How You Really Feel. It's her second full length. I believe it's her second. And this track, it's the first track. It's called Hopefulessness. No. Yeah, Hopefulessness. Lessness? It's confusing. It's like two words in one. And I can't speak because I can't get the words out. I think it's time for another drink. Anyways, not that I'm drinking in the studio. I'm pre-recording this, so I'm probably at home doing that. Jared, if you're listening. He knows I'm not in. This is pre-recorded. Anyways, I'll shut up now. This is Courtney Barnett. And this is Drifter in the Dark. I almost forgot the name of my own goddamn show. Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM.
No. Thank you. money's in a box at the bus stop. My name's at the bottom, but I'm nowhere to be found. I really get around, they say. So I take these sightless creatures home, and I fear them so to tremble. For I'm no mother, I just some random defender. I remember running chest high in the step grass at the dawn of night.
Yourself in my shoes. reptilian strangers. Oh my God, you're so naive. You leave this world in a drunken heap. We'll make the arrangements, baby, them or me.
Listening to Drifter in the Dark on 101.5 CJUM.
I've been running since I got the door.
Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM. That was another track from the Smithereens. Last week I played a cover song they did of Ringo Starr's It Don't Come Easy, which is, I don't know if the physical version is out yet, but you can stream an album called Covers, which is Smithereens doing cover songs, which they did a lot of. Most of them are B-sides. I think there's a couple that were unreleased on this album, but for the most part, you can find them as B-sides and other albums from the Smithereens. That was one of their more well-known ones, Lust for Life, one of my favorite covers of that song. And it sounds like they might have, I think maybe they had a little to drink when they were doing it. I don't know, maybe not. It's a fun little cover anyways, sort of a little one-off. So that was the Smithereens doing that. And then before that was kind of a, speaking of Lust for Life, the track called Please Don't Die. Father John Misty has a new album called God's Favorite Customer. Now, his albums all kind of, if you've heard any of his albums, they're all fairly similar. So very times very somber. But he's very funny too at times, sarcastic wit. And anyways, he wrote this album. I read anyways that he kind of had some hard times, divorced from his wife, and mentally had some depression issues. So that might even be putting it mildly, as the track is called Please Don't Die. So anyways, it's kind of bad. The situation anyways it came out of was bad, but much like Beck's Sea Change, some good work kind of comes out of it. Although, unlike Beck, he didn't really have like a, I don't think he has a lot of party albums. Usually Beck had his, you know, party album, sad album, or mellow album, back to party. Father John Misty's kind of, you sort of get what you get. But it's good. This is easily one of my favorites from him. And if you haven't heard it, check it out. It should be out now. It's streaming anyways. God's Favorite Customer. So I'm sure you'll hear more from it on this show because it's really, really good. So anyways, enough about that. And then before that was some new stuff from Nico Case, also an amazing new album that's out called Hell On. And that track's called Dirty Diamond, one of my favorites from the new one. Before that, what did I play for that? Some more Dusted. I've been listening to this album quite a bit too, Dusted. Outline of a Wolf is the name of the track, and it's called Blackout Summer. So if you've been listening to the show a lot or you're a regular fan, you realize I play the same band sort of from week to week every once in a while. Just because I get into some albums and then they're in my head all the time and I listen to them. So I try to play different tracks from them anyways. But if you're hearing the same artists and wondering why, that's why. It's just a common trend on this show. But they're all really good songs, I think. And then before Dusted, if I remember the order correctly, I played some... What did I play? Was it Courtney Barnett? I believe it was Courtney Barnett. Sloan, Wish Upon a Satellite. From their new album, 12. I think I've pretty much gone through every track on that album. And then it was Courtney Barnett from her new album. And Tell Me How You Really Feel. And that track is called Hopefullessness. Nessness? Hopefullessness? I'm getting tongue-tied here. It's a pretty hard word for me to say right now. Anyways, that is it. We're done. Hope you enjoy the show. If you want to contact me on Twitter, at DrifterUMFM. We're on Facebook as well. You can look us up, Drifter in the Dark. You can like us on those forms of social media. And I just realized, I keep saying every week, like, oh, I'm behind on the podcast, I'll get them up. And I realized, I think I've missing like six shows. They're all up to date now, minus one. I think it might be up by the time this airs, but I got one more to upload. So I do apologize if you're a downloader of the podcast. You might not even care. Maybe you're just a casual listener or this is background noise. But if you're interested and you want to download the show, you can do so. Go to umfm.com. There's a link that says podcast. And I post a link to the show on the Twitter and the Facebook. I'm getting lost now. Anyways, so this should be updated. So I do apologize if you're a fan of downloading that. A little behind. Anyways, I'm going to leave you with another new track from Stephen Malkmus's new album, Sparkle Hard. He's back with the Jicks. And he's prone to some longer songs, some jams, and I quite like those. So this is one of those. It's the last one on the album. It's called Difficulties, Let Them Eat Vowels. So here it is, Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks. This has been Drifter in the Dark. My name is Paul McAvoy, and I will talk to you all next week. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
band. Nobody warned me. It's like you really care. I know something about someone close to you as well.
Confess, you need a foil, you want to spoil all we have made, a cavalcade of-